Welcome to Vine Talks. My name is Dre Clark, and I'm the discipleship pastor here at Grapevine's First Baptist Church. And I am joined with our associate pastor, our senior pastor, and our student pastor. So that's Jonathan Cook, Dr. Doug Page, and Noah Weiss. And we are going to have just a quick episode talking about what's going on in our building right now. We have a post-eclipse viewing party, not after the eclipse, but in the post-viewing party happening right now. And we wanted to sit down today and just talk about all of the chatter, all of the talk that's been happening around this eclipse, and talk about some of the maybe conspiracies that are going on. So, Doug, I'm going to hand it over to you, kind of set up. What are some stuff you've been hearing? You heard a lot yesterday on Sunday morning, but let's talk about the eclipse.
Yeah, for sure. There is a lot of chatter. And just yesterday, Sunday at church, people coming up saying, what do you think about the eclipse? And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure what you're asking. It is tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome. What's funny is there are some people who think we ought to just ignore it all, saying, well, it's just stupid. It happens all the time. And I think it's those in Christianity who don't like to admit that science actually has a lot, can help us a lot in our Christianity. We'll just listen. You know, God's the one who created everything. So science has discovered quite a bit that actually supports our Christianity. But of course, the end of the world, as we know it, the REM song from 1987 has been in my head. Because so many people are saying, what if, could this be the end of the world? And I said, well, it's going to happen one day. But it's interesting, just some of the theories, and I'll let these guys share some too, but it's just interesting where it's like, as is everything, it's either one part, we should just ignore it, stay at work, do whatever you're doing, stay inside, to the other is, look up, because this could be the end of the world and all that. So I am sure it's somewhere in between. All I know is this: God has given us reason to celebrate, so we're going to celebrate. So we celebrate the eclipse today. We have sun-kissed drinks and moon pies and all of those themed fooderies. And so we're just going to enjoy being together.
So to be clear, none of us think in this room that this is the end of the world. This is our last podcast. No, we're just here as a church. We're having fun community event. We're looking at nature, looking at God's creation. The heavens declare your glory.
That's right.
But none of us think that. But there's been a lot of people that do, so I want to throw it to other pastors. What are some things you've been hearing? What's going on in student world? What's going on in the interwebs?
Yeah, I mean,
some things?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it'd be cool if today's the last day. Like, I mean,
yeah.
John's like, don't get me wrong. I mean,
yeah, and since that's true, send me all your money, right? That's what the gospel people are saying today. Yeah, anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, go spend all the money today because it's like, yeah. And no, one of the ones I see circulating the most on social media is where in 2017 we had an eclipse, 2023 we had one, 2024 we had one, and whenever you check at the point in America to where they all crossed, that it shows the sign of Alpha, and that this is where God is showing our country, which is just funny. The United States of America is where everything came together. And that this is where God is showing that He is Alpha, right?
So the idea is like we're seeing an Alpha in these, like the letter A in these paths, and now the Omega is going to come. Like,
over
is
that the America?
That's correct.
That's the
over
theory.
Over America.
And that sounds a little Mormon to me. Everything has to do with America.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm talking. I see this picture circulating every time I get on social media, and with of course the fun repent now and turn to Him because this is clear. You know, God said that we are going to see in the skies where things are going to change. And from the skies that we're going to see where Alpha and Omega is declared. And that's what this whole article says. And so anyway, that's one for me to where, you know, the Alpha over the U.S. and in the...
That also looks like the anarchy thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And so that is one for me that's been so intriguing just to research and look. And
well, and Doug, you bring up a good point on this. Like, there is a lot of these theories, and you go historically, there's a lot of these that are based in the West. And there is a little bit of Western narcissism when it comes to these things. Like, just because we're experiencing this now, even with like wars and stuff like that, like, oh, it must be happening because we're in war. But there's all of these things have been happening throughout the globe. And so there's a global perspective of arrogance that comes a lot with a lot of these theories. And so that's a really good point to bring out.
Yeah. Well, even to add to Jonathan's, part of it is apparently with this eclipse, the path that it goes over is over, I think, 5 different towns named Nineveh.
Oh, yes.
And so it goes over Nineveh.
And 5 actual towns called Nineveh.
Yes, right now. Yes, on the pathway. And the ark, the Ark, the Ken,
what's the era? Like,
no, no, the Ark that's built in Kentucky, the Ark Experience.
The Ark Experience.
Is like, I'm not even kidding, it's like right by the crossways of the.
Not the,
of
the real, like where they historically.
No, not the historical. Like
the one the Western made.
In Kentucky.
That's terrible.
That was made by, yes, yep. And so part of that is the conspiracy that it all adds to. And then there's even more circulating that I've heard about cicadas are all, there's like this giant group of cicadas that are going to come out in the Midwest, like that have been hibernating. And there's this scientist group in, I think, Sweden called the CERN Project, where they're trying to make a God particle. And they're trying to time it up with the eclipse somehow.
They're trying to make it at the same time the eclipse.
Yeah, and it's a real experiment. But apparently, if it works, it can create like mini black holes.
Oh.
And there's some kind of timing with the eclipse that so
someone's actually trying to make the apocalypse happen.
Yes, I mean that. I think that's where it leads. And yeah. So
I'm sure there's
more.
Tons of people sitting in their basement pushing the doomsday button. Oh, you know, it doesn't do anything, but I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Fascinating. So a lot of crazy theories. So what do we do with all these? I'm going to throw this out there. You hear these, we're you know, as pastors in a church, we have people come in and have it. And there's fun conversations, but, you know, how do you address this stuff in social media, the mainstream, the conspiracies? What's a biblical response to all of this?
One for me, like one thing I do love about this is that it does get people talking. Mm. It does get people thinking. It does get people maybe anxious about end times. Maybe it does get them just pondering on, okay, what if, you know, things are going to end today, right? And so with that always triggers the thought of, okay, wait, so who is God? For me, that's what I always ponder from, like, okay, wait, who is God? And what if God really is involved in all of this? And maybe our podcast right now is laughable because maybe things are going to happen, right? So, and so, you know, for me, one of the pros that I see in this is the church being able to use this conversation in an evangelical way of being like, okay, but where are you today, right? And who are we as Christians? For us as believers in Jesus, it doesn't change today than what our goal was yesterday. Our path is always the same. It's always to be glorifying God, lifting Him up to the highest, praising His name while spreading the good news of Jesus, right? That doesn't need to happen more today than it did yesterday for believers.
Yeah.
But those conversations now have kind of heightened. So for me, I've seen the plus side of that is for the church being like, okay, church, this is an opportunity where we can rise up and we can go have these conversations. We can get more involved in people's lives. And because it's maybe sparked the interest of some of those that are lost and maybe asking that question of, but what if?
It reminds us of the way we should really be living every single day, which is in anticipation. So I think it's a good cultural reminder. And then telling people, yeah, but what about tomorrow? We should have that same attitude. If you're going to play the game today, have the conspiracy today, think about it today, that's fine. But remember, do it tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
That's right.
That's good. What else?
I think for me, it reminds me of the physical reality of our faith, especially of what's to come.
Yeah.
I think especially in the modern West, with so much science and so much discovery, we've kind of lost a sense of like awe. And I feel like this is one of these events that genuinely brings us awe. It's like we don't see it often. It's hard to explain. And I think it can bring a sense of fear, but to me it also brings a reminder of, oh, when Jesus comes back, whether it might be in 40 minutes or it might be whoever knows when, it will be a physical event.
Yeah. Because that's because if he does come back today, it's why it's over Texas. We're all agreeing.
Of course. Amen.
But
and it will be something that everyone will see. It will be something that affects every person. And so for me, it's a reminder of, and I think pastorally how I approach it is thinking, how does your eschatology drive your evangelism?
That's good.
And how does your eschatology affect your life? Because if you're so concerned about predicting it, but you're not spending time evangelizing, or you're not trying to actually, you know, seek the kingdom of God today, it's either you don't believe it or your priorities are set on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because I know there's baseball fans in here, like, we can spend all our time trying to figure out who's going to win the World Series, but you still have to go out and play the game.
Yeah.
And so that's the way I approach it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say, of course, there are going to be the signs of the times, and everyone's turning to the words of Jesus and the Gospels where He said there's going to be the sun will be darkened and there will be signs and all that. But the thing we have to remember is the statement, even of all of that, is that key word he says, lift up your eyes, for your redemption is drawing near. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing for us. One day he is going to return. Now, I believe scripture teaches that there's going to be a rapture of the church before the end. Therefore, it can't be today because I'm still here, right? For those of us who believe in the rapture, we have to be gone before the end comes. But what I would say is this, man, may this be an opportunity for us to engage our culture, because we do look up, we know Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. But what we can really understand is one day Christ will come again. And we can lift up our eyes and know that redemption is here. And to me, it's an opportunity for us to engage in our culture and say, these things like this are mysterious. It shows, as y'all said, God is beyond us. But here's what we know, that God came to us through Jesus, and we can know redemption. And that's really what we're to be prepared for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what the church has always said. Jesus is coming again. We can root our faith in that. We set our hope in that. Yep. And that's what leads us forward. No matter what happens, we have that confidence. Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me, guys, and thank you for listening to a Vine Talks episode. Join us back on this channel if you want to hear more conversations like this. We'll be posting things frequently, and we'd also love to have you join us at our church in person at Grapevine's First Baptist Church any Sunday morning. We got life groups at 9:15. We got worship at 10:30. We hope to see you and talk more in person. Have a good one. Bye.